everybody. Welcome to another edition of What You Might Have Missed. We'll call it the bye week edition. We don't have a game to look back at, but just for fun, I thought I'd take a look back at the four long touchdown passes the Packers threw in the first half of 2014. The Packers have had four touchdown passes of 59 yards or longer so far this season, and when I look at the Packers throwing the deep ball, I keep my eye on three elements: the route by the receiver, the play action if it's part of the call, and the protection by the offensive line. The interesting thing about these four long touchdowns so far in 2014 is one element of those three really stood out with each one. Here's Jordy Nelson's 80-yard touchdown against the Jets in Week 2, and this one is all about the route. Nelson is the lone wide receiver. There's a single high safety, so this is classic one-on-one coverage on the outside, and Nelson will win it with an out and up to gain separation from the cornerback. He runs this perfectly, turns the cornerback around, and the Packers have broken a 24-all tie on their way to their first victory of the season. Week 5 against Minnesota, here's Nelson's 66-yarder for a touchdown in the first quarter. Not to take anything away from the route or protection, but watch the play-action fake to James Starks and what it does to this Minnesota safety right here, as eventually Jordy Nelson finds all kinds of space on his end of the field. That safety gets all turned around, Nelson gets behind him, and forget about it, it's 14-0 Packers, and they're on their way to a blowout win. The last two long ones against the Panthers and Saints, you gotta give a shout out to the protection. Week 7 against Carolina, it's Jordy Nelson for a 59-yard touchdown, and this one is Aaron Rodgers sets up to throw. There's Brian Bulaga at right tackle, David Bakhtiari at left tackle setting the edge. They received game balls from the coaching staff for their performance in this game. Josh sitting in the middle. You can't do it any better than that, folks. And Jordy Nelson is off to the races again for the first touchdown of the game for Green Bay. Last but not least is the 70-yard touchdown to Randall Cobb to open the scoring in New Orleans. A couple of protection elements to look at in this one. First, it's the corner blitz, and keep an eye on TJ Lang and Eddie Lacy as they pick this up. And watch Lang especially as this play unfolds and how he sticks with this corner and dumps him on the ground right there, as Aaron Rodgers has plenty of time to get the pass away, and the Packers are on the board first. Now, the protection really held up well for Rodgers on this extended play, so I also want to show you the work of Corey Linsley at center, handling the second and third reactions of the nose guard on the pass rush, giving Rodgers the time and the space to get the throw off for long touchdown number 4. Play action, the protection, they all have to come together in order to connect on a deep ball. But sometimes it's fun to take a closer look at the one thing that really made it work. Hope you enjoyed that, folks. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.